patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She is our Bucks expert. She is our basketball expert. People are now asking me to ask questions to Zora. We'll get to that. Good afternoon, Zora.
Hello. We have a lot to talk about today, I'm sure.
What's at the top of your list?
Well, I just know you all are going to just grill. You want to know the perspective on the Bucks right now, and there has to be a charge to calm everybody down. So I'm ready.
Not
for
me.
That.
I feel the same as I did the day, the night they won. Woo! Champions. So I'm fine. I'm wondering what day I might change. Hasn't happened yet. Tony, you know, there's going to be something bothering him. We know that. So what is it, Tony?
I need answers, Zora.
There you go.
I know you do. What answers?
The hell is going on right now?
Well, nobody can play, really. Let me take that back, because there's a lot of capable players that are still available, but a lot of the main guys are out right now, and obviously it has an effect on the team.
Yeah, so what then? Does that answer everything, or is there people get disappointed? I just believe this: if Utah's healthy and they play the Bucks, they're better than the Bucks. Now I know there are people missing, but I think that's a bad matchup. And if Utah and the Bucks meet for the world championship, Utah's better.
No, I don't. Both at full health.
Yep.
No.
No. All right.
Utah had their entire team this weekend. That was their team that we saw.
That's correct, yes.
And the Bucks had nowhere near their team, and right. It wasn't that bad. They only scored 107 points.
It's true. So you won't join that club. All right.
Nope. Not joining.
Here was my question from George. As Zora, as close as she is to watch Giannis play, of all that he does, what amazes her the most about his basketball?
Ooh, George, that is a great question.
Didn't ask me.
To me, it's the ability to compartmentalize and to take everything out of it, what other people are saying, whatever is going on in his life, and just focus on the task at hand on that court. Exhibit A, okay? Exhibit A would be last season, those gosh darn it free throws, okay? The entire world was talking about the free throws. They were counting the numbers, saying it was over 10 seconds. A lot of times it was over 10 seconds. He did not care. He kept his free throw routine, and when it mattered most, went 17 for 19 from the free throw line. Okay?
Yep.
Case in point here, this season, right? I mean, the team is depleted night in and night out. Giannis continues to do what Giannis sets out to do. So I'm impressed with his ability to compartmentalize and put all the noise aside and just play basketball and continue to dominate. And every year he really does add something to his game, even if it's minute, right? Even if it's just the ability to dissect double teams just a little bit better, or the comfort in the three-point shot. Not necessarily the numbers or the volume, but just his own comfort and his own confidence. So I'm just impressed with how he does Giannis and doesn't care what everybody else thinks.
When do you decide or think that it's a good three or not a good three? Everybody has an opinion on that, but I want yours.
I think it's all in the flow of the game. He likes to take them early just to probably see how it feels. Okay, that's fine, right? Do whatever you want in the first quarter. But fourth quarter and you're in the middle of like a comeback, is that the right spot for you to take, you know, a three-pointer when you've got, like, designated shooters all around you? I don't know. But also, you're Giannis, and who am I to say when you should shoot what at what time? Like, you can do whatever you want. So there's a balance in there, though. Not every shot is a great shot. And it's not because you can't make it, but is there a better shot you can get? Like, I honestly believe he can get to the rim at will. So why, you know, hang out outside the three-point line in a clutch moment when you don't have to? I completely understand trying to get your rhythm at the beginning of the game, and if it's your night and you start to hit it, keep shooting it. But if you're not necessarily hitting, you've got this superpower and ability to get to the rim and nobody can stop you, do that.
I want you to have on Twitter, every time he shoots a three, I want to be able to go to Twitter and see if if Zora says thumbs up, thumbs middle, or thumbs down. Is that possible?
You could reach out to me for that. That would be a, you know.
No, right after he takes a three in it, you have like a few minutes and you don't say anything. You just, do they have those
good
thumbs
shot,
up, thumbs
bad shot,
no, just,
okay shot?
Yeah, only on threes. I'm very curious to see what your thought is on each time he takes one. And so I don't know how busy you are. I mean, I know you're busy, but and this is probably asking too much. But
too
it
busy
would be,
to do that.
It'd be awesome to say, Zora, our Bucks expert, not only that, anytime Giannis shoots a three, you can go to Twitter and get a thumbs up, thumbs middle, thumbs down, and you will know exactly why Zora is doing it. Give it a week's thought.
Yeah, let me give it a thought.
Yeah.
And if I
then you
to
can
the conclusion
say no.
that I want to commit to that, I'll let you know.
Yeah. And if you don't commit all the time, then that's fine. We don't expect 100%, but we know every time there's thumbs up, thumbs middle. I don't know if you can get that. Maybe you probably can. Then everybody will know what it is, and we'll help promote that.
The 3 meter.
The 3 meter. The Zora 3 meter. Yep.
With the disclaimer that it's Giannis and he can shoot any shot he wants.
Correct. Yeah.
We know he's got the green
light.
Come
we know.
On.
Yeah. It's all positive, but it's just your thought at that time. Given the injuries, any additional information or things you've noticed of players that are playing more than they normally would?
Justin Robinson.
I like him, but I don't know exactly why. Why? He seems tough, and I don't know.
Yeah, and he doesn't do too much, and it's really hard to do that when you're in that position because you want to impress, right? Like you want to get a full roster spot, but you also want to play within the system. And I'm really impressed with the way he's doing that. And it's not easy to be tossed in 20 plus minutes on a championship team that has all the expectations, and you're at the point guard spot. It's not like you're shooting guard and you can kind of like hide in the corner, right? Like you've got to run the offense and run the break. I'm just really impressed with his ability to fit the role and kind of come in when they need, you know, to give George Hill a break right now with Drew out.
Yeah, I love asking players, in a perfect world, what would you like to do? I'd love to ask him that. What do you want to do? Where do you want to be on the floor, and what do you want to do more than anything else? What do you think his answer would be?
Ooh, well, for him,
yeah.
Set up other people. Set up Giannis, Chris when he's available, and make the right play offensively, and then defensively keep whatever man he's guarding in front.
So it'd be a good assist. I don't even know. How do you rank him defensively? What are his strengths defensively?
Yeah, I haven't really analyzed his defensive presence, but I know if he's on the floor and he's playing 20-plus minutes, then Coach Bud has confidence in him on that end of the floor. Because Coach Bud is not putting you in if he doesn't think you can guard.
Yeah, I've said this to people. Tony, you can tell me if I'm wrong, too. That when kids are wondering about, that's fine, playing in the NBA, and I said, defend. Is that if you can defend and defend multiple positions, that's your best chance of getting into the NBA and making millions. I mean, maybe there now are a few players who can be phenomenal shooters, but
I don't know. I'd argue maybe to stay in the NBA, but I think like to get in the NBA, you got to have the glitz, the glam, and you know the offensive abilities. Does that make sense? Like to get in the NBA, but then to like find a role on a team and stay in the NBA, defense matters.
Yeah,
I'm thinking stay.
But I mean, both points are good. I mean, you got to be pretty well rounded. I mean, I don't think you can afford to have any real crazy deficiencies unless you have something that's also the opposite as super good. You know what I mean? Like if you can shoot lights out, okay, yeah, you can afford maybe a little bit of defensive liability or a little weakness, or you got to have something extraordinary if you got a weakness. Otherwise, if you're going to be just okay at everything, you got to be solid at everything. You can't really have any holes because you're going to have to fall into some kind of role on a team and you don't really know what that is, especially if you don't pick the team you're going to. That's why sometimes it's good to get go undrafted. You can kind of choose what training camp you want to go to as opposed to getting picked on a team and then, hey, see if you can fit into this role. And if you can't, then you're in big trouble.
That was a great analysis, Tony.
Zora, thank you so much.
Not that you're looking for, you know, me to tell you that. But that's
right, right.
But not near as much as I like it. He just moves on. He just went on to the next thing. I, on the other hand, that makes my day. And then, as a matter of fact, Zora has not really given me one of those accolades yet today.
Really?
Not one of my most memorable performances,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. You haven't said anything good yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
You still got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Good luck.
No, I don't know what else there is to say about the Bucks.
Yeah,
there's
nothing. I mean, because it's too early in the season to say anything. I mean, we all know it doesn't matter what's happening right now.
And you can't judge them with so many people out as to what's going on in this regard.
This is the time, if you want to have injuries, is right now. It's way early in the season. You don't want to have them later. So, I mean, there's really nothing. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure everybody believes that the Bucks are going to be the Bucks by the time the playoffs roll around. So, I don't know. We'll just have Zora on for fluff right now just because, you know, we got nothing else to do.
I do have something that I think will get Homer a little hyped up and help everyone.
Sorry, he doesn't need that.
This is
Zora,
not
please.
Fluff. Non-fluff
you think
is
this,
now
you think
coming
this guy
from
needs
Zora.
Hype? No.
There, woo! Yep. Champion! See, that's all I
go.
Need!
No, but give it to him anyway, yes. Zora. Let's go.
So the Bucks are 7 games into the season at this point.
3-4.
Yep. 3-4. When they were 6 games into the season, they were 3-3. Okay? Last season, the 2020-21 season, the season that the Bucks were what, Homer?
World champions!
They were 3-3 at the same point. I just bring that up for folks who tend to get a little too involved at this point in the season and to discourage when they see what's going on. It is so daggone early. And there's a full season. Like, it goes to 82 games instead of, you know, the 70 or whatever was played last season. So don't fret, Bucks fans. And this makes the journey so much better later on. So this is the time to kind of have this stuff going on.
Yeah, we could do a poll question. I'm not sure people are as bothered by it as they would be. Because not everybody knows how to act. Like, it's not as if, well, they won it, so they should win a second championship. I don't know that anybody's thinking that. They're hoping that. But we'll take a poll and find out. But if everybody was playing and they were 3-4, then it'd be a little bit different. What the heck is going on? So. And I don't. There are no injuries of major concern, right? It's not like they're going to be missing somebody for a long time. Nothing like that has occurred, right?
No, I mean, Brooke does not have a timetable that's, you know, been talked about publicly. So if anyone had, you know, the longest one, it'd probably be that. And then Dante is going to be a while because his surgery.
Yeah.
So yes and no to that.
Yeah. See, I think Lopez is just on the Shaq program.
Yeah.
He is a veteran. He's not a young buck, so, you know, you gotta relax when you gotta
relax. Yes, well, that'll be our question. What's the fewest number of regular season games he can play and be ready for the playoffs?
I mean, I think if Brooke's ready, he'll play.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the Shaq deal.
Yeah, so that's probably not fair to do. Shaq had just decided they weren't important enough for him to play. And that's certainly not the case with Brooke. All right.
That's not the case with Brooke.
Thanks, Zora. Appreciate it.
Of course. Bye.
You bet. Give a week's thought on thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs middle. Because when Giannis shoots a
don't
three,
do it.
Go to...